He sat back against the cantle of his saddle and turned to look at the 9 men riding with him. They were a disreputable and dangerous-looking lot. Most had beards, some grown to cover knife or bullet scars. Others just worn because of the lack of hot water while riding the Owlhoot Trail. Pike and his men thought of themselves as regulators, a fancy term for bounty hunters that shot first and asked questions later. They were fresh from the infamous Nueces Strip, a corridor of land stretching from Corpus Christi down to the Mexican border. They'd made a good living there, killing or capturing the Mexican bandidos who came up from Mexico looking for easy pickings among the many settlers coming to the area from the east. That had all come to a grinding halt when the Texas Rangers sent in a man named McNally and a corps of other Rangers, every bit as tough and ruthless as Pike and his regulators. Suddenly, the pickings were as slim as the 12-inch stiletto Pike carried in his boot. The bandidos began to shy away from the area, and the other robbers and rapists and footpads were of such a small danger, they carried very low prices on their heads. Looking for a new territory to ply their trade, Pike and his men had ridden to Utah, home of many outlaws trying to hide from John Law. There he'd come upon what he thought to be a golden opportunity, a wanted poster offering a king's ransom for one man, a man who lived in Colorado. Pike turned his glance from his men to stare down the ridge on which he'd stopped his mount.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Roof. What do you want?
You said once we got to Colorado, you'd tell us why you brung us here. How about it?
Pike nodded. He guessed it was about time to let the men in on it. He reached inside his coat and pulled out a yellowed, wrinkled paper. He unfolded it and held it up for the men to see.
This here wanted poster's gonna make us rich, boys.
What's it say, Bill? I can't read it from back here.
Well, here's what this poster says, boys. Wanted, dead or alive, the outlaw and murderer Kirby Smoke Jensen. $10,000 reward. Contact the sheriff at Bury, Idaho Territory. 10,000 greenbacks, boys. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Hell, that's, it's exactly... Exactly how much is that for each of us, Bill?
That is $1,000 apiece, gentlemen.
Hank Snow shifted the chaw of tobacco from one cheek to the other.
That's if none of us gets killed before we collect it. More if a couple of us catch a lead pill.
Hank, the poster's for one man, not a whole gang. How's one man gonna stand up to us, the meanest, baddest gents west of the Pecos?
Now you're forgetting something, Roof. $10,000 on one man's head must mean he ain't no pilgrim himself. What did this hombre do to make himself so valuable, Bill?
Yeah. What did the sheriff up there tell you?
I didn't exactly talk to the sheriff, boys. I didn't want nobody else to know we was after this Jensen feller. I got my information, along with this wanted poster, from a miner I met in a saloon up in Utah.
Well, we're waiting.
This miner said he was in Bury, Idaho Territory, a few years back, when some gents named Stratton, Potter, and Richards rode into town with a gang of outlaws. He said there were about 20 or so of them all told. A little later, this Jensen, along with a bunch of old mountain men, surrounded the town and told all the miners and town folks to get out of town. They'd come for the gang.
What'd the gang do to get Jensen and the mountain men all riled up?
Nothing much, Blackie. Just killed Jensen's wife and baby boy and stole all the gold he'd spent a year mining.
So Jensen and his gang rode into town and shot up the other fellow's gang?
Nope. The old miner said all the folks in town gathered on the ridges overlooking Bury and sat and watched as Jensen rode into town alone to face down the gang.
You mean one man went up against over 20 outlaws by himself?
Yeah. The miner says it was like a war down there. And when it was over, Smoke Jensen was the last man standing.
Jesus, I can see why he's worth $10,000.
I didn't say it was going to be easy, boys. But $1,000 apiece is more than we made in a year down on the Nueces Strip.
You're forgetting one thing, Bill. How the hell are we going to find one man in these mountains?
Easy. Out there, Smoke Jensen's ranch, the Sugarloaf. Now I hear he's given up his guns and turned into a peaceable gentleman rancher. Now I figure we'll ride in.